Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And my friends, this next story that we're going to share with you here on Tell Del Tuesday is a really great story. I met this gentleman and his wife a long time ago. I didn't realize it was that long ago, but I was down in Florida, and a lovely couple, just living a beautiful life, and they got signed up with this and really have come a long way, so I really want to get into their story as soon as possible and let them explain everything that they've done. With us today is Isaac and Carolina Martinez. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, Del. How you doing?
Do you believe it's that long ago?
Man, it's been about three years, a little bit more since you came to Miami, man. How you been?
I stopped traveling, man. That's why I say it seems like forever and a day that I was down there, you know, just because of COVID, I guess. Even before COVID, I stopped traveling. I just decided I was too old. You know, it's a young man's game to fly all over the country. But it was great. So let's have you share a little bit about your background. You and Carolina both tell the story. First of all, how you guys met and what your life was like, what your background is, so that we can build on that for the rest of the show.
Absolutely. So one day I was walking in a store and an angel appeared. truth be told, I had actually met her and known her before we actually got together. So through a friend and through my sister, they connected us and we were able to really start a relationship then. We've been together for 10 years and we got married a little over five years ago, and about 1 year into our marriage, about 4 years ago, We both had a 9-to-5 jobs. We had our son was in the picture already. And that being said, we were tired of dropping him off early, picking him up late. No, you pick him up. No, I pick him up. And I got to work late. And we were 30 and 31. And we're like, I don't want to do this anymore. We just tried to find new ways of a passive income. And we stumbled upon your radio show. Well, actually not really stumbled upon. It was actually referred to us by a church member that long ago.
That's a pretty good story. We'll get to that one a little later because that was a great story. So when you first met, you guys were just doing the 9-to-5. You were, though, already had picked to live in a beautiful place. I remember how impressed we were with where you lived in the city and how beautiful it was. So you decided you wanted a quality of life, but it just changed over to where you didn't want to work all those hours anymore, huh?
That is correct. Yeah, we love Miami. We want to stay in Miami. We have family here. And yeah, we were tired already at that stage and say, we don't want to do this forever. There has to be a better way.
I was looking for every means possible to stop working.
How many children do you guys have now?
Now we have two.
Two? Okay. So it's even more important that you have some free time. Let's go ahead and tell the story, Isaac, of how you found out about Lifestyles. I thought that was a rather interesting story, especially how it all ended up.
It was really great. I was, I was working and my wife was working. We went to church to serve one day, and one of the guys that was there with me, and we were just talking about investing. I said, man, I know real estate is a good way, but I don't really know much about it. And he's like, hey, there's this guy. And I was like, okay, so there's a lot of people on the radio. But he goes, no, I want you to listen to this guy on the radio. I think he could really help. And I said, okay, cool. And even much of a crazier part is I didn't see him or talk to him again for another 3 years afterwards. It just, our paths didn't cross again. And so I took his advice. I listened to you on the radio. And honestly, Del, I listened to you for 6 months. And after 6 months, I said, well, maybe this guy is not after my money, right? Maybe this guy just wants to help. So then, I went and I told my wife, I said, honey, I want you to listen to him. After 2 weeks, she listened to him. She goes, where do we sign up? And I was like, no, wait, no, hold on. It's more than that. And so we flew in to Texas because the national program wasn't as robust as it is now. And we flew in to Houston. We did our 2-day, and you actually did our 2-day class.
That's quite a commitment right there to fly in. You had your child with you then too, didn't you?
We did. We had our son at that time. However, it was just him and I that went out to Houston because we had the option of doing it online, but we were like, why not? You know, we felt like we wanted to be in the room and be able to ask questions, and we're just better learners that way. So we decided to fly out. We're like, all right, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do this.
Well, a little full disclosure here, guys, for those of you who are just listening in, is that Isaac actually is one of our national mentors now. He's a single family national mentor. And so he is out there helping other people. He's now giving back. That's what makes the story so ironic, that the guy told him to go listen. Went away for 3 years. He come back. Now Isaac's deep in it and retired. One thing I'd like to go to, guys, is let's talk about when you went to the 2 day. I always like to ask people, what was that aha moment like for you?
We had the same aha moment. So we were sitting front row. So we flew in. I said, I'm not sitting in the back. I flew in. I'm going to sit front row, ready to go, front and center. And my aha moment, again, we live in Miami, is when you went on, you pulled up, I believe it was the second day, and you pulled up and you said, I'm going to find a live property here today. And we're going to see who, you know, we're going to find a property. And then if anybody wants it, you can kind of get it. And I was like, okay, cool. So I kind of sat back, crossed my arms, and I saw the numbers that were coming out of Texas, and my eyes popped, and I looked at my wife. I go, this is fake. I go, let me pull up my phone. I pulled up my phone, and clearly it was not. And I was like, this is real. Oh, my goodness. These are properties you can buy here. And just we knew the Miami market wasn't that. And after that, everything just kind of clicked and fully made sense. So when you did that live, it just changed. That's really where the aha moment was for us.
Carolina, you got anything else to add to that was an aha moment for you, light bulb moment?
I agree with him. I remember looking and I was like, what do these numbers mean? Is that the down payment only? I'm very confused by this. So it was actually the first night, and then we went back. And I was like, okay, let's do some more research. And that night at the hotel, we just kept doing the research, and we're like, all right. And then something that, because we come from a background where we want to go ahead and serve and to give back, and then your abundance mentality, it really spoke to me personally. And the fact that there is enough for everybody, and then later on meeting the members, and them being an open book and sharing everything with us, we were like, oh, wow, like this really is a community. This really is something that we felt comfortable at that point to say, okay, maybe we can move forward with this.
So when you started deciding you were going to buy, did you decide to buy locally or did you decide to buy in Houston or Texas or whatever? What was your decision on that?
So that was actually driven by one of the questions I asked you. So I'm sure you don't remember, but I was the last person on that 2 day, the last person in the room. Everybody had left already, and I asked you a question. I said, Del, we have X amount in our bank account. We live in Miami. Do we buy our first investment home in Texas, or do we buy in Miami? And you asked me a series of questions, and then you said, continue renting in Miami, buy in Texas. So that advice had never been given to me. So I went to my wife, we talked about it, and that's what we did. And the numbers, you know, the way that lifestyle model does not work here in Miami, so we knew immediately that we would have to come out of our comfort zone and start buying in Texas instead of in Miami. That's what we did.
And I remember you asked him a series of questions because he was really uncomfortable with even the thought of, you know, investing somewhere where he couldn't touch the four walls. And I remember you asking him a series of questions, you know, like, how do you collect the check? Have you ever owned a property? You know, what do you do whenever they call and there's a plumbing issue? Like, do you go and fix it yourself? And then it was no after no after no. It's like, okay, do you really even have to touch it? You don't. So since you don't have to touch it, what's the sense of it having being in your backyard? It's not a requirement.
Very good point.
Like, okay.
Very, very good points. We're going to have to go to break here. When we come back, we'll get back to where we're at on this conversation, especially maybe talk about looking in people's windows. Is that necessary to own a piece of real estate? I don't think so. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Isaac and Carolina Martinez out of Miami, Florida. Wonderful couple, beautiful kids, beautiful place they live. It's just they're living the life, living the dream, and got started at Lifestyles in 2016. Now have, believe it or not here, get this, 3 duplexes, 1 fourplex, and 7 single-family houses. And what has that allowed you guys to do now that you've got that much real estate?
It provided, I can't, it's hard for me to describe every piece that it's allowed. Number one, freedom. Freedom to be with our family, freedom to be with my wife more, freedom for my son to be homeschooled by my wife, to be able to pick up my daughter, drop her off at school. Really freedom to give back to people, freedom to donate financially and time-wise. It really has been incredible, and freedom to give back to members and be able to just share. And it's been really beautiful. And we followed exactly what you shared from day one, exactly what you put together as the roadmap. All we've done is just follow it and not tweak anything. There's no need to tweak. So that's really what it's provided for us.
Why don't you share with us where these properties are located at?
So they're all in Houston. So at the moment, we actually have sold the first 4. So the duplexes and the fourplex, we sold. They came up between the 2.5-3 year mark. So we decided to sell those. We currently hold 7 single-family homes. And they're on the Houston market. We bought on the south and west, and then kind of in the Brazoria County as well. So we've been 3 different parts of the 3 different regions of Texas. Excuse me, Houston.
So you're selling your stuff right now. Are you trying to move to multifamily, or what's your game plan?
So we want to buy more single family for the next couple of years to be able to have enough and grow our net worth enough to be an IRO. That's really what we want to do. We want to get into multifamily. That's the long game. But instead of going through different means, we just want to be able to get our first IRO ourselves.
Let's talk about how you purchased these. What kind of financing plans did you use on each of these? It's actually 17 units. It's 11 different properties, but 17 units. What kind of financing do you use on them?
So we've been very fortunate. From day one, we found a private lender here in Miami, and that private lender has gone through us through every deal. So we've been able to use private lending here, and that's allowed us to be able to purchase those properties over there.
What are your loan arrangements? How much do you have to put down? How much does the lender put up?
So the lender puts up a good amount of it. Our loans are more on, we have a lot of interest-only loans for a few years. Actually, the main phrase that my wife is kind of giving me a no, because she's right. The first 3 or 4 were just straight conventional. We had to put up a lot of our own money, but then they started realizing that what we're doing makes sense. And then we started getting some better rates with them, and they've been putting up about 80 to 90% of the after repair value, and we've been able to use interest-only loans.
Okay, very good. So are these considered, and I'm using the term loosely because I'm not saying this, but would you consider this hard money lending?
To a certain extent, yes. We have kind of a hybrid. It's based off of a 30-year loan. It balloons at a certain period. But it is very much a hybrid of the hard money and conventional.
I'm going to call it private money then, private lending, which you articulated in the beginning. Okay, so that's very powerful to have that set up behind you. Let's talk about what you looked for in these properties. What was it you were looking for in each property as you purchased them?
That's a great question. And it's, you know, through our investment, you know, our young investment career has actually changed. So when we first started buying, we bought duplex and fourplexes because our goal was to be able to get cash flow and retire my wife. That's what we wanted to do. So we kind of did it very quick. We bought four properties in 1 year, all of 2017, and that cash flow replaced her W-2 income. And from there, we started changing our strategy. We started to build wealth. So we started looking for homes that, of course, cash flow, but had a much higher equity value. So we were doing large remodels from here, and we've been doing large remodels, property 5 all the way through property 11. They've been pretty big.
So let's take a guess now. If it's not accurate, I won't hold it against you, but give me a guess. How much wealth, equity, net worth have you increased since you started investing in real estate?
Oh, all right. That's a good question.
You don't keep track of that? You don't have that written on a napkin somewhere and carry it with you everywhere you go?
He looks at it every night, really.
So I've been.
I thought so. Most good entrepreneurs have a spreadsheet somewhere, and they're keeping track of it. And they get up and they rub the software a little bit and kiss the computer and beg for the equity to go up each year. You don't do that.
You know what I can tell you is when we had a fourplex and all through all of them with the appreciation that's going on in Houston, our portfolio is increasing over $100,000 a year in equity just on that portion. When I saw that number, I threw a party in my room. I really did. I started dancing. But overall, since we started, it has to be over 300, maybe close to 400,000 in net worth.
And what did you start with as investable capital, just so we can get some kind of idea how much you've increased it?
Less than $50,000.
So you turned 300, you turned 50,000 into 300,000. That's pretty good.
Don't buy your first home. Don't put that as down payment. Continue renting and buy rent homes. And that's one conversation has led us to this. And to be honest with you, we still rent here.
Yeah.
And we continue buying rent homes over there.
Absolutely, because the cost of housing where you live, and you live in a really nice place, is so high, it would eat up so much of your personal capital that you couldn't grow. So you're
yes,
right.
Sir.
And I remember the conversation, by the way, believe it or not. And that's probably because I've had that same conversation with almost every young family I've ever met. They want to get that house. You know, everybody, we got to have that house. Life doesn't start until you own a house. No. Life starts when you have $1 million in the bank. Then you buy whatever house you want, right? But until you
all
get
right.
that million, you're not ready to buy a house yet. All right. So
yeah.
Moving on here, let's talk. I like the idea that you started out with cash flow in mind to get that wife of yours, you know, out of work. Then moving on to the equity type plays, that's rather interesting. My next question for you, and I got to check my time out. We only got a minute and a half. I'm going to take this into the next segment, but I want you to think about it as I set it up for you. You're now the national mentor, right? So I've got two lines of questioning I want to cover in the next segment. I'm going to give you a heads up so you can get ready for it mentally. The first one is, how hard was it for you to buy from out of town? So we're going to go down that path, okay? How hard was it, and how did you get the help, and how did you build your team and the whole bit? That's a whole segment there. And then the next segment we want to do is, how have you seen the national program change since you started? Because the national program now is larger than our state program. It used to be our state program dwarfed our national. Now our national dwarfs our state programs. So it's really different. So that's what I'm going to have you pick up on when we come back from break. For the rest of you here, stay with us. Isaac and Carolina Martinez will be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del
Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
The Walmsley Radio Show with me here today on Tell Dell is Isaac and Carolina Martinez out of Miami, Florida. Isaac is a national single-family mentor for us now. And as we come back from break here, Isaac, I want to discuss, when you started, we had X amount of program availability to our customers nationally. Most of our stuff was in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, some stuff in Phoenix, some stuff in Atlanta. When you started, you had to trust that we could help you in some way. And what I'd like to do now is remember back then, not the way it is now, we'll get to that later, but the way back then, how did you get helped and how did you end up being able to use the system? Remember, this is an education and mentoring system. So how did you dipstick into the education and how did you stick your toes into the mentoring?
A great question. And during the break, I took a little bit to really ponder and think about it. Number one, it's nowhere near where it is today. I don't want to say we were more on our own, but because we had our mentors there, we still had accessibility to people, mentors, and others to kind of speak through there. But it was more of a, you know, hey, this is the education. Here it is. Let's, you know, start looking at the email blast and go from there. And for us, when we realized, hey, we're not going to be, we got to do this. We're going to do this from Miami, but we're going to invest in Texas. One, we leaned a lot on Our mentor at the time was Phil Hawks. I know he's still part of our team, but man, he was just great. He let me rant on many times when I was trying to figure stuff out, and he just calmed me down with his smooth accent. It was just great. really, really wonderful help there. But then we started by looking at email blast and really just started networking. We went on the vendor portal list. We called a few of the vendors. We started talking. And it's very much what I would say what the Houston or anyone that's locally now seeing you can't go out and do as much as you could before and meet in person. A lot of what we were doing back in the day is kind of what a lot of members are doing now just because of COVID. So it was a lot, there's a lot more resources available now. But back in the day, it was our mentors, our vendor program, and start looking at deals, start evaluating, and start communicating. And there was a point that our education and mentoring, we were had enough to be able to make a decision and say, let's start. And we had the mental, emotional decision that was made, and we moved forward.
So really, this is going to sound strange, but we were very lucky that we decided to start the national program because it forced us to tap some different types of resources. Those resources, which allowed us to do almost everything over the internet, over the phone, in, you know, these meetings, Skype meetings, whatever kind of meetings, all that stuff was happening all over the country. So that when it finally happened, the COVID, we had to shut everything down. We were able to take Phil, and I don't know if you know this about Phil, but Phil was a super, super high-end project manager, software project manager. And we also have two other programmers and project managers in our group that all work for me. And they had all retired in real estate. And I said, guys, I got to pull you back out of your retirement. I need you to come and build this program for me. And those guys and about $2 million over the last year and a half have completely changed everything we do. All new software program, got a whole new educational group, just changed everything. And because of that, we were able to survive. It didn't hurt us at all that we had to go COVID. And I think I just want to say it's thank you to people like you that trusted us back when we were first starting this national rollout, that you trusted in us to believe that we could actually help you. Now, let's talk about how these people actually helped you buy something. What did the mentors do for you? I know you got the education. There's massive education. What did the mentors do for you besides just give you a strong shoulder when you got scared?
He walked us off the ledge.
So Phil, what he did was, at the beginning, he really just helped us kind of plan it out and say, okay, this is what you got. This is where you can go. This is the best way. So he gave us not only the education and mentoring, which we had through the program, but the mentor broke it down a little bit more and kind of gave us a little bit more of a narrower way to go. And so we started, we listened to that, we did it, and every deal that I would kind of look through and work through, I kind of send it to him. I send him the inspection report, and I send him maybe the, not the appraisal, but I'll send him maybe the foundation report. And to be honest with you, Dell, I'll tell you a quick story, and then from there we'll keep going. But the first property we ever put an offer on, number one, I don't think I slept for 2 days, but two, the inspection report came back, and it had foundation issues. Well, I'm from Miami, and Miami, you have foundation issues, you run. So I saw this, and I went, honey, this is not for us. This is not. We freaked out. We pulled out of the deal. And then I called Phil. I said, hey, Phil, look. So I backed out of this deal because of foundation. And he goes, really, Isaac? Really? He goes, it happens. It's very prevalent here. He walks and talks to me through here. He goes, there was no need for that. I was like, oh. Anyway, so I learned through experience, but I learned through mentorship because it wasn't just when I made mistakes. He helped me when there was a good deal and said, yeah, these numbers are good. Hey, this is really good. Hey, did you think of this? Hey, do you remember this? So it was really kind of conversations over and over, and then just, you know, grab the phone and just email back and forth. He actually answered the phone one time while he was on vacation and helped us out on the first deal that we did move forward with. So it was really a relationship that we were able to build, and that he kind of helped me on the good and the bad part.
Excellent. So what made you decide to want to be there? Now, by the way, Phil had done all of his real estate from out of town also. That's why he was such a good national mentor, because that's the only way he'd ever bought it. I think he lived in St. Louis and he was buying in Houston. So he had that experience, or maybe he was in Dallas, whatever it was. But he did the same thing, so he had that experience. Now that you've come along, what made you want to give back and do the same thing?
So I went to the expo a couple of years ago, and afterwards everybody you know, kind of goes out, goes together, hangs out, wherever it is, different places. And I remember going to a restaurant and ended up having dinner with you, and you kind of came, you kind of said, hey, Isaac, one day I'm going to call you and I'm going to ask you to come back and give and kind of come back and give back. And I was like, okay. Like I kind of froze. I was like, okay, sure. No problem. I'll help, you know, but my experience was very, you know, it was just a year in. But then when I through networking, getting to know people, I got the call. It became more than just it's a pleasure. It's a benefit. It's really the mindset. If you gave 30 years of your life to come and help and give people, why can't I do the same and start helping out the next generation of whatever it looks like? The next generation doesn't mean just, you know, 15-year-olds or 20-year-olds. Next generation could be someone that's in their 50s, their 70s, their 30s, just the next generation of investors. Any knowledge that's been granted to me, it's my job and my obligation to give back. So I consider it a pleasure and a gift to be able to help out.
I've never thought about it that way, but that's a good point. And you're quite a bit younger than I am. I'm tipping the scales quite high. The question about the younger generation you brought up, that's a good point, because you're quite young. How old are you?
36.
36. I was going to figure that backwards from you saying you were 30. So that works out pretty well. You've got a lot of years. You could tap on helping people and building real estate wealth for a long time, can't you?
That's our goal. And for me to leave my 9-to-5 and do my day-to-day, and not only the opportunity to talk about real estate all day, the opportunity to really help people mentally, emotionally get through certain points and moments in my life that lifestyles help me, it's a blessing. It's a pleasure to be able to do this and be able to, at the same time, work from home. I get to be with my kids. I still get to pick up and drop off my daughter. And it's the lifestyle that you talk about. Money is just a means to the end. And you've always said it's the lifestyle. And that's what we were inspired and hoped to have gotten 4 years ago. And we're having the ability to give back now. So it really is a lot of thank you to you.
Excellent. We're going to go to a break here, but when we get back, and what I'm going to, final segment I want to cover is, what are you doing now? How is it different from when you joined? How's the new national program different? And also, let's give a little shout out to the ambassadors, and what do you think about having an ambassador program, which is something we started up on, let everybody understand how that works. So we're going to do that. We're going to take probably here about 30 seconds here more we have before we leave. I'll ask you one more question, just real quick, and that is, do you have anything under contract right now?
So we just finished our last remodel. The house rented January 10th. I actually got, I'm going back and forth on an email today about a potential property that I'm interested in. So we just finished a remodel. We did 5-5 last year through COVID. COVID was a, you know, was hard for a lot of families, I understand, but when it came for real estate for us, it was very, very beneficial.
Excellent. We're going to be right back now with Isaac and Carolyn Martinez in the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Isaac and Carolina Martinez out of Miami. As we went to break, I had asked Isaac Pair to come back and share with everybody what the changes are and how much different it is just a few years later, 4 years later, in our national program, which, by the way, has catapulted itself. In other words, the number of members we had locally for years was in Texas. And now our national membership is larger than our Texas membership. And I just wanted to, for Isaac to share with us what he thinks made the difference.
So, Del, there's several factors that kind of made the difference, I personally believe. Number one, a lot of what LU has available is, a lot of it is streamed. So from 4 days to 2 days, the four-part two-day, the two-day, all this is now, it's no longer, before it was pre-recorded. If you were national, you can just watch it. Now it's interactive. Now you can actually, you kind of see a lot of the presenters, you know, be able to see them face-to-face, ask questions. There's usually about three or four team members that are there to kind of walk you through, ask kind of questions you have. Then as well, you can, makes it a lot more accessible during the week or the weekend. It's really proven huge, too. A lot of the vendors that I've noticed on the local level, whether it's in Texas or Phoenix, they've become more adaptable to national members that are national. So they've become more tech savvy and more opportunity to, they have more different ways to communicate, be able to work through, whether it's remodels or through appraisals or through lending or whatever it is, it's become a lot easier to kind of get paperwork sent and done and back and forth. It's become, so the vendors are a lot more national friendly, if you want to put it that way. It's just more of us. But also the ambassador program has really taken off. You know, there's a lot of markets that the members are very strong. I know Hawaii has a very strong membership, Atlanta, Georgia. Here locally in Miami, we met not too long ago. We have our local ambassador by Josh. He put together just a happy hour, and there was over 20 of us there. And we were just talking real estate and getting to know each other even more. So I think it's taken a large organization, mostly Texas-based. It's no longer that. It's now creating small communities in different areas that's been a lot more easy to communicate and be able to kind of see. I've been part of the Atlanta ambassador meetings as well, and that's been very fruitful.
You think having localized groups like that, people are able to relate to their local issues better?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no way around it. You know, when you get other people that live here and have the same situations and issues and positive feedback, there's a couple members here that done really well in the North Miami area, and they've been telling us, hey, this market, this area doesn't really work anymore, so you got to go a little bit more north. So the local knowledge backed up with the lifestyles, mentality, and education, it's powerful. Not only do you understand issues, but you can understand opportunities as well better. You have other people in the area that are seeing what's going on. And I've been to a couple of them, and the last ambassador meeting, there was a couple members that were like, I'm looking to maybe get rid of these properties. Anybody interested? And you'd be surprised. That's how some many deals, kind of the good ones, kind of work through. So these ambassador meetings is a hub and it's a community, but it's also an opportunity to maybe get some good properties.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that was going on. We have been trading properties backwards for years, though. That is it's not an intended process. It's just it happens. You know, somebody goes buys a small one. They're ready to move on. They want to get rid of it. There's somebody else in the group looking for a small one. You've got an easy 1031 there because you got somebody who's willing to close when you want to close. You go find your next deal, and boom, they just keep moving. So it's pretty functional that way. Agreed. You brought up something before we went to break that I have to get in. Tell us, how has COVID affected you? Because it hasn't affected me, and I don't know if that's because I'm insulated, because I'm wealthy. I just don't see it affecting the business. I don't see it stopping people from buying real estate. What about on your end of it? What are you seeing as a mentor?
That's absolutely true. When you came in, when COVID came in, there was a lot of hesitation, but it really has become, if not, but one of the strongest selling and markets across the nation, and not only selling, but my wife and I have bought last year 5 single family homes. I can't speak about the multifamily portion of it, but at least specifically on single family, it's been incredible. We sold our 4-plex. We had a full offer in 7 days. Talk about just ready to go buyers. It's really created, you know, for different factors, and I'm sure you've gone through it several times, but it's been very fruitful. And I want to be sensitive to a lot of people that heard and didn't have a really good 2020, but for us and our family, I want to say it's been the best financial real estate year for us, buying and being able to buy properties. Deals are still out there. They're harder to come by with the same numbers. So adjusting a little bit, but also knowing that there's enough for everyone out there. It's been wonderful for 2020.
It's amazing how life works that way, isn't it? You take lemons and turn them into lemonade, and you have probably the most difficult year that we've lived through in our lifetime or close to it. And have that turn out to be a good financial year. This was one of the best financial years for myself also. So it's strange that way, you know? So we see the Democrats coming in. They're getting ready to change everything. They're on TV right now, in fact, screaming out and their plans to get it all changed, everything as quick as they can, change it the way they want it. Do you think changing everything makes it where we can't do real estate? Or are you going to live your life the way I do for 30 years, which is I don't care who president is, I'm still going to make money?
I've learned after the years that I'm going to listen to those that have done this for the longest and the best and consistently make money every year, even the hardest ones through the hardest times. So the answer is, if you've been doing this for 30 years, no matter whose president it is, and you're making more money this year than last year, I think we'll be just fine, Del.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your giving back as a mentor, and I appreciate you coming on the radio show and sharing your story. For the rest of you out there, remember this. Isaac and Carolina, they're not doing it for some money. They're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, Del. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.